Hi, and welcome to my podcast over the law of clarity. You know, when you're blogging and you know exactly what your readers want to read, you have total clarity on that, then writing your blog articles and blog posts that really move your readers and that your readers really wish to read a whole lot simpler. So it is really important that you get that clarity, that you have that clarity and maintain it and keep it and use it. So perhaps you're wondering how you do that. How do you get clarity? Well, first let me explain why you really can't go without clarity about what your readers would like to read. Clarity is really good, and having lack of clarity or having some lack of clarity is a nuisance, or rather it's a real problem, because when you're not clear about what your readers really would like to read, then it's really impossible to become clear on what you're going to blog about, you know, and that way finding good topics for your blog posts is going to be a recurring problem. Without a clarity, you will find yourself in a position that it is hard to trust that you will find a topic for your blog that will have impact and will offer a solution to your readers that they really want to have. And in yourself, this lack of clarity will generate doubts and resistance and insecurity. And not only is that really annoying for yourself, it does also have far-reaching consequences. So what are the consequences of having insufficient clarity? It sounds rather harsh, doesn't it? Far-reaching consequences, and perhaps a bit melodramatic, but perhaps you recognize it within yourself. You know, when you're not clear or not clear enough, you don't really feel like blogging. You know, you're doubting, you're pondering and wondering, and that doesn't really produce the best of texts. It makes it hard for you to write fluently and to write in a flow. And unfortunately, and this is what I meant by far-reaching consequences, this is exactly what your readers sense when they are reading your text. They sense the doubt. They sense the to-ing and fro-ing of what your blog article is really about. You know, is it about this or is it about that? What is the real true essence of that article, and how clear is that? And if it's not clear for you, then it's not clear for your readers, or at least not clear enough. Sure, the readers will recognize something about what you write, but they don't actually receive clarity. And that means that the impact of the solution that you're offering, the impact of the value that you wish to offer in your blog article, is not clear either, or at least it's diminished in strength and size of impact. And this has nothing to do about all the knowledge that you have. It has nothing to do with your skills, your style of blogging. No, it has to do with only one thing, and that's lack of absolute clarity. And why is that? That's because what's at play here is the law of clarity. And that's a universal natural law that's always operating, it's always working, just like the law of gravity. It's universal and it's applicable to every one of us. And the law of clarity works as follows. Where clarity is given, clarity is received. Always. Everywhere, for everyone. Because, let's face it, as soon as you know exactly what pain your readers are in, or what problems they suffer, and where their wishes are focused on. Then you can write a blog post totally in the flow, which will feed exactly the needs of your readers. And I'm sure you recognize this. So the question is really, how can you make the law of clarity work for you? And that brings me to another question. How do you get clarity about suitable and really, really suitable blog posts and blog topics? Well, luckily, that doesn't need to be as hard as you might think, because you can use another natural law, and that is the law of questions, the law of asking questions. The human brain is wired in such a way that when faced with a question, it will always come up with an answer. Test it yourself if you're not convinced by me. Look at a question and an answer will come. And that means that for every question a person sees or hears, his or her brain will come up with an answer. And this law of asking questions is a law that you can actually apply and deploy for your blog posts. And you can do that in a way that will give you clarity how to choose and which topics to choose for your blogs. And I have experienced this many times, and also in a very specific and magnificent way, really. And that goes back to an article I wrote 18 months ago, where I actually asked that question, so I put that question to my readers in that blog, and I said, you know, these are the kind of topics I would like to blog about, but what is it you need? What would you really like to read? And one of the readers actually said in her comment that she would like to get a structure, a format or a structure in which she could write and compose a blog article. And this would never have occurred to me, because I never had that question. I don't find it difficult to use structure, or to, it's just there for me. And I never really, really thought about that that could be something someone else might not find so easy or really would like to have. And I'd never heard anybody else talk about that they would like a structure to build up a blog post. And the reason that I'm actually mentioning it in this article and in this podcast is exactly the reason why the law of questioning, the law of asking questions, has had a profound effect on my business. Because thanks to that question, the next post I then wrote, blog post, was on how to use a blog recipe, a recipe for a blog post. And, you know, looking back, this has turned out to be my single most important product in my current business that I've used to help hundreds of entrepreneurs to structure their blog posts, to make it easier for them, to make it logical, to make it more comfortable, and to give that structure. So, you know, that won't happen every blog post, but it may well happen to you too. And that's why I'd like to share with you how and where you can ask your questions. So, one, you can ask questions on your blog itself, like I've done here. Two, you can ask a question or a number of questions with your blog article in the email that you sent to your list, telling them about your latest blog article. Three, you can make a simple questionnaire by using SurveyMonkey, for instance. Four, you can put questions on your Facebook page, your business page. Five, you can do the same on LinkedIn, either by using your status update or your business page. And in Pulse, Pulse is the sort of blogging function within LinkedIn. providing you have your language set to English, that is. In Dutch it doesn't work. It's not available to everybody. 6. You can put questions on digital platforms where your readers are active and responsive. Responsive being more important than active. You want them to respond to your questions. 7. In live networking events, ask your questions. What would you like to read? What would you like to know from my business? 8. Ask your questions during the training or a lecture that you're giving. 9. Ask questions by using evaluation forms after you've delivered a training or a product or a service. 10. In personal conversations, wherever you meet target audience, your neighbours, your family, anybody, ask them. And then 11. In a response to other people's relevant messages on the internet, anywhere, it could be a blog, could be Facebook, could be a forum, so long as it's appropriate to your target audience and to your topic, your main topic of your blog, put your questions there. Well, hopefully this gives you some clarity about how you can use the law of clarity to its optimum use for your business and your blog. Go and have a go. Go and try it out, because by taking action, you actually get more clients, you get more exposure, you get more clarity. And without taking action, there will be no clarity. And then I have one other tip. Keep asking questions regularly, because anything can change in your work, in your approach, the internet, the way people do business, the wishes of your readers. Make sure you maintain that clarity over time by keeping asking questions. Right. I hope this has been useful for you. I'd love to hear your experiences, and keep asking questions. Bye.